This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
More reports of big business getting cozy with the tax man.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning. From APM American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Adrienne Hill, in for Steve Chiatakis. Now, the global perspective on business and economics. British lawmakers are accusing the UK taxman of giving major corporations an easy ride. It's alleged the American investment bank Goldman Sachs was let off a tax bill worth $30 million. From London, Marketplace Stephen Beard reports.
The lawmakers attacked what they call cozy deals between tax officials and big business. They single out the chief UK tax collector for particular criticism. He was wined and dined by large corporations more than 100 times over the past 2 years. As a result, the lawmakers say, large companies like Goldman Sachs may have between them been let off billions of dollars in tax. Lawmaker Margaret Hodge says in a time of austerity when public spending has been cut, this is totally unacceptable.
I think at a time when it's hugely important that we maximise the revenue that comes in, it's absolutely imperative that everybody is treated equally in front of the law, whoever they are, however big or small they are.
Goldman Sachs has refused to comment, but the UK tax authorities rejected the lawmakers' findings. A spokesman said, the idea that the chief tax collector would cut a large tax bill in return for a glass of wine and a cheese sandwich is nonsense. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And now to Atlanta, where Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport holds the title of busiest airport in the world. But that's expected to change next year. The new number one? Nope, it's not Chicago, not London. It's Beijing Capital Airport in China. It's another sign that China's aviation industry could soon dominate the global market. So we sent our China correspondent, Rob Schmitz, to Beijing's airport to take a look at some of the differences between flying in China and flying in the U.S.
So I'm outside Beijing Capital Airport. It's 9:15 in the morning. I'm about to go through check-in and security. Let's see how long this takes.
The first thing you notice inside Beijing's airport is people, lots of them. This is China, after all. But the passengers aren't standing around waiting in line. They're moving fast.
So I just got out of security, and it is now 9:29. That took 14 minutes. Let me remind you that this will soon be the world's busiest airport.
Aviation industry analyst Liz Thompson had a similar experience on a recent visit to China.
I had someone who picked me up at the gate, and I was out of there in 10 minutes.
Thompson says China is taking its new role of home to the world's busiest airport seriously. Airports throughout China have been built big and well-staffed.
They've kind of got the systems and everything in place, knowing that there's this massive influx of people.
And a massive influx of goods, too. Last year, Hong Kong became the world's largest freight airport, overtaking Memphis. As the global economic balance tilts towards China, so does the aviation industry. And it doesn't stop at airports. Thompson says Chinese airlines are dominating orders for A380s and 787s, the world's largest passenger airplanes.
That's a recognition that they are going to be expanding internationally and that they need to provide a product which is competitive.
And that means bigger seats with more legroom and better meals than the typical Chinese airline fare of pickled vegetables and rice gruel. Thompson says once those adjustments are made, Chinese airlines with their free meals, free pillows, and free bag check-ins won't look so bad to Americans. In Beijing, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.
Now, let's do the numbers. Global markets are mixed this morning. In Japan, the government announced it will spend billions on new fighter planes from U.S.-based Lockheed Martin. The decision directly follows the news of North Korean dictator Kim Jong-il's death and new concerns about stability in the region. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow gave up 100 points, finishing at 11,766. AT&T has dropped its bid for T-Mobile. They just couldn't come up with a way to make regulators happy. And in Washington, D.C., many lawmakers are also without cheer. House Republicans are planning to block a bipartisan extension of the payroll tax increase.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. By Reputation.com, protecting online privacy by removing your personal data from the internet and stopping unwanted email. Reputation.com. And by Constant Contact, recognizing small businesses for their hard work and dedication during the holiday season and all year long. ConstantContact.com.
Tomorrow, the newest Mission Impossible movie opens in theaters across the country. You can also munch popcorn at the Cineplex watching The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, or maybe The Adventures of Tintin. There are all sorts of date night possibilities. But as Jennifer Collins reports, this year has been a bit of a slog for the movie business.
Box office receipts are down 4% this year. That's partly because last year was so strong, thanks in part to this little movie.
This is your avatar.
It was a very steep hill to climb.
Patrick Corcoran is the spokesman of the National Association of Theater Owners. He expects the last two weekends of the year to be strong, but they're unlikely to catch 2010.
It would be pretty miraculous if we did.
Corcoran says theater owners have tried various gimmicks to bring in moviegoers this year. They've expanded concessions, rolled out more perks for loyal customers, and launched early limited release of major movies like
Your Mission, Should You Choose to Accept It.
Last weekend, Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol drew millions of dollars on fewer than 500 screens, many of them IMAX. Paul DeGarabedian tracks box office receipts for Hollywood.com.
IMAX is looking at that as an opportunity to create marketing foot soldiers who will be telling people, you got to see this movie.
IMAX says there will be more of these early releases in the future. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
And finally, a grocery store in the UK has been selling reindeer pâté, branding the meat spread as a farm-raised relative of Rudolph, seasoned with cognac and spices. According to the Daily Mail, animal activists were none too happy with the idea and complained. But the attention backfired, and the grocery has sold through its stock of sick canned reindeer. Imagine getting that in your Christmas stocking. In Los Angeles, I'm Adrienne Hill. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
They say a picture's worth a thousand words. Well, what about a thousand jobs?
Kodak decided, let's let the camera business go. And it went to Japan. With digital, you make your money by selling cameras.
I'm Kai Rizdal. What Kodak learned from that mistake back then could mean more jobs now. The story next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.